You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere on God's magnificent planet.
Yes, there is. 1510wwbc.com. You can hit that listen live button and get us on any one of your streaming devices. And then, of course, we archive the shows there as well. You can hit on demand. We are here each and every Monday under Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and you can download the show from there. Of course, after the show, we post it on all of our social media, as well as our website, which is SitaMediaInc.com. And that's everywhere.
That's right.
And then we post the pictures and the blogs and little information about where you can contact all of our guests.
Right. And so for our listeners who are tuning in today, today is October 20th, and Hindus all over the world and the United States is celebrating Diwali today, which is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Hindu, I call it festival. It's like the Hindu Christmas, and it's a day when we light lamps at our homes and our temples to signify good over evil. We signify reflection, thinking about your life, the past, your future, what you're going to do. And it is celebrated in so many countries all over the world where there are Hindus. I think over 800 million people celebrate this festival in various ways. There's different history and traditions. Some people light the clay lamps because they want to commemorate the return of Lord Ram from the exile for 14 years in the forest of Ayodhya. Some light it so that, you know, they have different family members and friends come over and it's a family time. It depends on what you want to do with it, but it's like Christmas. It's beautiful.
And what are some of your favorite traditions?
I've been Diwali-ing for like a whole week.
Diwali-ing. Well, I've heard your prasad. It's the best in the planet.
That's so right.
Your competition with curry apparently is this prasad stuff.
So
what's your favorite tradition about Diwali?
What we're doing right now, using your voice, using your gift, your talent, your abilities to give back to the world and do something wonderful. And I think on Christmas Day, on Diwali, on 4th of July, on Memorial Day, all these days we celebrate, we should use it as an example for the young ones. And do something to leave a lasting impression on planet Earth. Just like we do, we say here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And by the way, our show is fun. It's unscripted. It's informative. It's quite educational. And we use our show as a platform for people who want to come on our show and talk about something that they're doing that to leave a impression and a footprint behind for the next generation, right?
Yes.
And so we see things like, you know, I was driving here and I saw something that said United Way. And I thought about it and I said, it shouldn't say United Way. It should say United is the way.
Right?
Yeah.
And make it make sense, right? Because those two words really make a difference. Mm-hmm. And of course, Ellen, today, our show today, I am excited that we have in our studio our good friend, Dr. Terry Jones, who is the founder and CEO of Metka. But you remember she was here before talking about the film Crane Creek.
That's right.
That they were going to be doing. And she brought with her a really good friend of mine that I met years ago. Alberta, you have to say your last name. Clink Scales?
Yes, ma'am.
I just said it correctly.
That's funny.
And Alberta has an MBA and she's an RN. She is a highly skilled and creative professional. She's here to talk about so many things that are going on in Brevard County, Florida. A partnership of sorts to help us all understand what's going on with Medicaid expansion, who needs health care, why we need to focus on our health. And of course, on Diwali Day, I was thinking about this as I was driving here. We eat so much sweets. Like, I think every Indian person's blood sugar is going to skyrocket today because we use a lot of ghee, a lot of sugar, a lot of flour, a lot of raisins. And I made a batch on Thursday and it was gone like in 15 minutes. And I'm going to make some more tonight. It's called parsad or prasad.
You didn't bring any?
No, because I'll tell you why. It's kind of like a something that you take for like prayers and things like that. Yes. And you have to be blessed and all that. And so I was like, I don't know if I could make him bring it to the studio. And then he doesn't want us eating in the studio.
Right.
You know, where are you going to eat? And it's all
oily
stuff.
We're blaming you, Danny, for us not getting food.
I'll get in trouble, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So, but Diwali is fun. And, you know, I was talking to somebody and I said, when I remember when I was a little girl, my mother wanted to make the parsad with raisins and currants and almonds. And she wanted to put all these nice things in it. But really, we couldn't afford to buy those things. And I was saying a prayer to God this morning. I'm like, you know what? I wish I had the money I have now back then so I could give it to my Moi and say to her, go buy the currants, go buy the raisins, go buy the stuff you want to make your parsad. Because she just made it plain with the flour and the sugar and the ghee. You know, and for us, that was a treat.
Sure.
But my guests on Thursday, they were like, wow, what did you put in here? Because there was so much rich stuff in there. You know, and you know, God is good, right? You do what you have to do at that time and you survive. But when we were little, we would clean our houses and, you know, prepare it for guests. People who had money had a lot of parties where it was not, of course, vegetarian or prayers. And they would pray for the nation, themselves, their families. I waited for Diwali night because we would walk up and down the village and look at all the clay pots that people lit. And I would look for boys.
Yeah,
we all look for the boys, the good-looking boys. Like we were talking about.
We were just talking about that.
Just a wave at the boys. Nothing serious. It's high, you know, because that's what girls do when they're 14 and 15 and 16. And put your hair down and, you know, find some lipstick somewhere.
Nice.
So Diwali for me has good memories because I was always the kind of person that I was very optimistic. I always saw the glass as half full, not half empty. Even when I was a kid, I learned to survive with whatever we had. And I thought of myself as a movie star, even though I wasn't. I just figured I belong everywhere, and that's it. And it worked for me, you know?
And thank you for exposing James, your grandson, and your whole family, because you have got the most eclectic cultural family, I think, of anybody that I know. So just the fact that you share all of the holidays, not just Diwali, not just the Hindu holidays, but all of the Christian holidays and the Jewish holidays and everything.
We celebrate Christmas. Our country was founded on the Christian faith in Trinidad and Tobago.
Right.
And so is the United
States. But just the exposure to
it.
All of it. It's just so beautiful to have that culture and connection right here in town. So thank you.
We had a picture of Jesus in our home right next to all our Hindu pictures. You know, we had, because we believe that, you have to celebrate Christmas. It was a great time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we celebrate Hindu, the Hindu festival of Diwali. We celebrate Eid. And here in the United States, you're right, I am the walking United Nations.
You are. And
I'm Hindu.
And all the Persian
My husband
holidays.
Was born and raised Muslim. My daughter-in-law is Jewish. My son-in-law is Catholic. My children love Jesus. It's like the whole thing, right? Wrapped up. But anyways,
I hope I can bring Kwanzaa to you this year.
Yeah,
oh, Kwanzaa. Yeah, I forgot about Kwanzaa
because
we were celebrating.
I remember
too.
We're having a big event on this year as well. So I'll be your contact. For
that's right. You're my Kwanzaa girl.
Yes.
There we go.
So for our listeners.
And then you can bring your specialty.
I can make my Diwali stuff.
The Diwali.
Yes. The prasad.
The prasad.
Prasad.
I'm making a note of that.
So for our listeners who are tuning in today on Viewpoint with Seed and Friends, I'm here. We've been in this studio and other studios, but we've been here the longest. Our show is going on 15 years. Ellen O'Neill is my right hand for the show. Couldn't have it without her. Allie Tambor is here, and she comes every Monday with us and hangs out with us. She's kind of like our cheerleader. She likes
it.
Danny Whiting runs our board, and we're very blessed to have a voice. We know that freedom of speech comes with a responsibility, and we play nice. We respect other people's views and opinions, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's how the world should be. And we give people a platform to speak about financial literacy, write a book, talk about making a movie. We speak to people who want to sell a book. Maybe someone wants to come in here and talk about a nonprofit that advocates for clean air, water, sunshine, healthcare. I like to say that I am on my last one third of life, and I want to just give back to the universe, because our time, we're all going to be leaving this beautiful earth at one point. This vacation is going to come to a stop, and you do leave a good legacy behind and a good name, a good impression. And it's up to us, the older, wiser ladies and gentlemen, to give back to the young people and guide them. And that's why I'm excited that Alberta is here. And Alberta Klingscales is going to talk to us a little bit about what's happening in Brevard County, Florida, with the Spirit of Heart 2025, which is a two-day community movement on November 7th and 8th. And I just passed the Space Coast Foundation right down US 1. Nobody could complain. There's so much parking. Yeah. You can come there. So, Alberta, take it away and talk to us about why you decided to get involved with this, because I hadn't heard of it until you guys contacted me.
First, thank you for having me and us here today, Sita. It's an honor, and thank you for opening up your show with the philosophy of the show, because that means a lot to me, you know, to know why people do what they do. So Brevard Spirit of the Heart, Brevard County Spirit of the Heart 2025, this idea was one of a doctor at Health First. His name is Dr. Thierry Monplaisir. So he comes to me and he says, you know, we need to do more in the community. He is where he come from in Philadelphia. He did work there in the community. So he's always been an advocate for community. So he saw me. We just started talking. I'm a cardiovascular nurse, 14 years. And he is an interventional cardiologist. So we see each other a lot. And he come and he talk about the idea. And so I take it to my board of directors and I say, okay, Kriya, Community Revitalization Alliance. I say, okay, this is something that's in line with our mission, which is community wellness. And so we started to speak on it, came up with the strategy, talked to the Association of Black Cardiologists, who this is their baby, Spirit of the Heart. So they do it in different places around the nation. And so we decided to bring it to Brevard County because 50% of the residents in the areas, our target area, which is South Melbourne and Northeast Palm Bay, 50% of the residents in those census tracts have cardiovascular disease and associated diseases. So if you have high blood pressure, that's a cardiovascular issue, because it's going to affect what? It's going to affect your kidneys. It can affect your other places in the body, you know, and so that high pressure. And so so this is why we picked it up. Right. It is
always comes down to education.
Education and prevention, and then access to care.
Right. And you know what? You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, so many people, you see them on. I remember when I first met my husband and he was in med school and then residency. He could diagnose people by looking at them. And he would say, yeah. Hypertension, diabetes, kidney failure. And I'd be like, how do you know? You just know it, right? Wow. But the number one underlying factor with a lot of people is obesity. And people don't know that obesity causes a lot of these things.
And a lot of it's diet.
Yes.
Just like you were talking about, yes, the item with the sugar. Guess what? At Spirit of the Heart, we're going to tell you how to make your favorite foods healthy. Because it doesn't mean you have to give them up. It just means you can treat them a different way.
That's right.
So as you're preparing. So that's one of our rolling breakout sessions, is how to make your favorite food healthy.
And on that note, I know when we talk about health, I know we are going to have a really hard time fixing this in our country when I see the line doubled around Chick-fil-A or the line doubled around McDonald's every single day. And I wonder, not only where do the people get the money? You know, we're crying poverty here for, you know, in the United States about food, mm-hmm, about the rising food prices. But you go to any one of those fast food places, and not only can you get a cardiac burger that will, you know, cause other medical problems, but on top of it, it's double the price of, mm-hmm, buying something and making it at home. So thank you so much for doing this, because it is, from an education standpoint, that's what I see. That's my telltale when I start seeing that like people making bad choices and carfuls of people in nice cars making bad choices, food choices.
Well, and the thing is,
you're right. And Terry, you got involved as well with this and you contacted me to have Alberta come on.
Exactly.
So talk to our audience about why you got involved with the awareness of all this stuff going on here with this Brevard County Spirit of the Heart.
Absolutely. So I'm Dr. Terry Jones, and I have been a partner with Miss Alberta Klingscale in this community for quite some time. And we're already working on an initiative together as it relates to the Evans Center. So when she brought this to my attention, for those who don't know, I also have the background where I implemented a not-for-profit healthcare program, and I help get students ready for healthcare positions through my not-for-profit, and I help find scholarship money to train them for their career. So healthcare has always been near and dear to my heart after my 20-year military service and another 16 years on top of that working in a higher education, and then I pivoted to healthcare. So I think this is just a very important initiative. This is an inaugural event for Brevard County, and we really want to support the community by using community leaders as well as individuals who are not community leaders but just want to know how to be healthier. And so I want to quickly just draw a distinction. The November 7th event is really designed for community leaders to come together, and it's more of a roundtable, symposium, conversation, strategy opportunity at 6:30 p.m. at the Collaboration Center in Rockledge to really have this conversation about how can we work together to improve our health conditions, starting with the heart.
Right. And you know, Alberta, when we educate people and teach them how to eat right, how to breathe, how to have the right food in your refrigerator, utilize our public parks, you're not just teaching that individual, you're teaching generations to come, right?
Exactly.
Because, you know, my husband is one of those, and I always say, each one teach one.
Right,
and I used to always think, so, oh, God, what's with all these fruit trees, you know? But he has a thing that if you're going to plant something in your yard, plant a fruit, because that's natural sugars. You get the energy out of that. You get to weed and take care of this. You're teaching your children how to take care of the earth, but then you get something you produce. So what we are saying is that if you teach one, you teach the entire family, because it's not about us. It's about we already have the knowledge. It's about us teaching others the cost, the benefit of that, and what we can do for their health care.
Yeah, I want to say that one of Health First's focus is women with children. And the reason why they focus there, because when you're in the kitchen, you are the doctor. You are mom cooking food, what are you cooking? So the mom, the woman in the house, becomes the doctor. And so food is just like anything. It gives the body energy. It can build it up or it can tear it down. And so, yes, that is a big thing. And in terms of what you were saying, what's her name? I'm sorry.
Ellen.
Yeah. In terms of what Ellen was saying, it is in Brevard County, just because of the big the act that was passed, I guess they call it the Big Beautiful Bill. We have in Brevard County alone 90,000 working families that use those subsidies that are now cut. So in Brevard County, the impact of that, if you're not eating well or taking care of your health, what's going to happen? You're going to be going to our emergency rooms if you can't afford to go to a doctor. So the emergency room becomes your primary care physician. With Medicaid, the same thing. 96,000 people in Brevard County are enrolled. So this is elders. This is our disabled adults or special needs adults. This is people who work but just can't afford, who have children who can't afford the insurance, but they're working. And so we're going to have a big impact in Brevard County. That is why November 7th is important.
It's like a domino effect. Because
that is the domino effect.
Because we all said that everything starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you have to have time, energy, money, and effort at home to start teaching these things. Because like you say, you might eat wrong at home, and then you develop a condition, whether it's heart disease or hypertension or kidney failures.
Well, that's only because people who don't have money think they have to eat wrong.
Right.
Just because you don't have a lot of money don't mean you have to eat wrong.
We make choices, right? I grew up in the islands.
Based on what we know about food. And if all we know about food is, you know, mom is working all the time, so our meal comes from McDonald's. It's easy for her to stop and get us a McDonald's Happy Meal than it is to come in tired, some moms working two jobs, and start cooking.
And then
got to do homework, especially if you're a single mom.
And that's why it's so important to prep, right?
Correct.
We prep our foods, but what families don't understand, it's cheaper to eat healthy than it is to eat at places like Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. Yeah. Literally, if that is your preponderance or your reason for eating unhealthy because it costs less, then your mindset is all wrong.
If you like something, moderation is not bad. I'm not saying you got to give up everything, but you know, I like stuff here. I have to do moderation because don't give people unrealistic goals. The goals need to be things that you can actually achieve and you can still feel happy.
So who are we targeting to attend this? Because Ellen talked about prep. And you're absolutely correct. You know, like I've noticed if I buy okra, eggplant, pumpkin, peas, if I map it out in my head, Monday I'm cooking this, Tuesday I'm cooking this, Wednesday I'm cooking this, Thursday, nothing goes to waste. But if I just buy it and I'm lazy and tired, it stays in the fridge, it's going to go to waste.
It goes to
And
bad.
To Terry's
it
point,
spoils.
It's, you know,
it's not GMO.
It's very easy to eat right if you prep. Yes. So who do we want to attend this event on the 7 and 8? And what do we expect them to learn from that, Alberta?
Yeah. Well, thank you. On the 7th, it is, like Terry, Dr. Jones mentioned, it is a strategy dinner. So we have invited locally elected officials, healthcare executives, corporate executives, faith-based leaders, grassroots change makers and organizations to that dinner to have a conversation on what the impacts are. We're going to look at statistics. We're going to say what the impacts are. And then we're going to say how are we going to respond if we have so many people in Brevard County in jeopardy of losing their healthcare, and we have a lot of people in Brevard County who are suffering from hypertension, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, all of these things that's associated with the type of eating and things that we do.
Right, and a lot of people have genetics as well. A lot of people
have genetics.
You know, your A1C will be high because it's genetics. Or mine, like cholesterol, would be high because my dad has it.
Or you're born with it. You could have diabetes.
But you know, education is key, right? Because people, right now, our country, there's so many anxious people because the government has basically shut down. They can't get their act together in the Congress and realize that not everybody was born with the same luck, like my mother used to say. Not everybody have the same grandparents and elders and for guidance. And people do need health insurance. And from what I understand, that's a sticking point. 96,000 people, Alberta, in Brevard will have some sort of disturbance with their health care premiums and plans if they don't find a good navigator to help them, right?
More than that, 90,000 with subsidies, 96,000 with the Medicaid changes. So that puts us over 180,000 people in Brevard County.
And what I'm seeing now, and I have the I have a unique perspective only because I've been able to work with a few doctors lately. Mm-hmm. And I have one particular doctor that actually is seeing this happening and is now offering a $99 in-house insurance.
Can you put us in touch with him? Because this is the thing. But people like that things, needs to be at the table because that's an intervention.
Yeah.
And what we're saying is let's put the interventions together so that we're able to make sure that Brevard County is covered, our local hospitals are not just becoming PCPs and having readmissions that causes even more, you know. Right. So for some clients, because if you don't have insurance and I've just treated you and you went home and you couldn't get your medicine, you couldn't get this, that, and the other. So now you're back again. So not only did I pay for you once, I'm paying for you twice in less than 30 days.
Right, and a simple thing like, you know, we see a lot of people with UTIs, right?
Mm-hmm.
A simple thing like go home and drink your water. Mm-hmm. It's free. You open the tap, it's water. And they'll say, oh, I don't like to drink. Well, how do you expect your urine to be nice, clear, and clean, you know, if you're not drinking? It's all about education, right?
It always comes down to that, especially. So thank you for saying that.
You give somebody a discharge paper when they leave the hospital, it's almost like you have to be like a five-year-old with them. This is what you do. Move the mats because you might fall. Have a nightlight so you could see. You know, drink your water. Eat in moderation. Walk a little bit every day. It's like ABCs of just life.
But it goes
back
to the
November 8th event.
Right.
Yeah, that's where November 8th is the actual event that we go through those things. These, whoever comes, they will have an opportunity to get blood work done. They'll have an opportunity to get an EKG. If you're 8 to 36 year old, you can get those free services. And then we're going to write down your results. And then we'll have some PCPs and physicians who will say, okay, I'm going to look at your card. They're going to look at your results because they're rapid resulting. And so the doctors can look and say, okay, here's my recommendation on your next steps. So some people out there now who don't have health insurance, I mean, come by, get an assessment of where you are. And then, like I said, on the 7th, it is a strategy. If you don't have access, how do we get you access? How do we get, we're in Brevard County. What do we have here?
Right,
we have a lot of Department of Defense companies. We have those who have capacity. What role do they play in keeping their workers healthy? So we asking them to come to the table because you need to be a part of the solution as well.
Right. And how does one register for this event?
The November 8th, we start at 10 a.m., finish at 3. There is no registration. Just come. November the 7th, you have to register for that dinner because it's a limited seating. So you can go to, we have the cards in front of us. So since we are radio, I'm just going to give the website. You can go to CREA, www.crea321.org, and then click on events. You'll see the flyer, you'll see the link, and you can go ahead and register. You can also buy an ad to support it. If you have a company and you want to purchase an ad, you can do that. The ads are like $200, $175, those range. And I think the front cover, back cover is like $300. So the ads are in range. But that money goes to the long-term, whatever solutions. Any additional funds is going to our long-term strategy.
Yeah.
So Dr. Monplaisia and Dr. B. Coates, thank you, Dr. B. Coates, also. She's been adamant at this community work. She serves on the board of directors for the Community Revitalization Alliance. These doctors really have a love for community and really want to see all Brevard County healthier.
Right.
I just want to add one thing. Mm-hmm. For the November 8th event, again, as Alberta stated, that's on a Saturday, correct?
That's a Saturday.
And it starts at 10 a.m. And again, the services that are going to be provided on that day is going to be diabetes prevention information,
yes,
free health screening, how to prepare healthy foods, also mental health wellness discussions will pursue, and also EKGs for teens and young adults. And I really want to stress, especially for teens who like to go into sports, because we've heard of a sudden heart attack. Right.
Yeah. We all watch on TikTok, yes, and on Facebook, yeah, and yeah, social media. Those keep us,
yes,
up to date.
And thanks to Dr. Sean, who is a resident of this county, we have a state statute for sudden heart attacks. But teens need to understand that this is something that you could be prone to and not know. So we want you to get your EKGs.
Yeah. And, you know, for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we're speaking with a good friend, Dr. Terry Jones. She's here on set with us. And Alberta Klingscale, she has an MBA, she's an RN, and she's the Chief Executive Officer for Community Revitalization
Alliance.
My God, that is a big
CREA for, CREA for short. That means to create.
Yeah, just she creates stuff.
Yeah.
Revitalizing, yes, stuff, revitalizing a neighborhood, right, revitalizing a community. And now she's revitalizing healthcare because,
yes,
you're a nurse.
Can I quickly say that we teach residents how to revitalize their communities? We don't go in and do it for you. We help you facilitate the work that you want to see. So we carry the vision of the community. And
right,
then we help to implement that. So it's not
it's
us
like
going
and
saying
plan, right?
A, B, C, and D.
It's just like a nursing
you need to
care
do
plan.
It.
You have goals and approaches.
Correct.
And you tell them what you know, what you see and what needs to be done.
And they give us the vision.
Right, right. And a lot of people don't know that heart disease is the number one leading cause of death, not just in the United States, but globally.
Yes, ma'am.
And simple things that we can do, like eating a balanced diet, maintaining a healthy weight, quitting smoking and stress. What about faith? Faith plays a big part as well in reducing stuff in our lives as well. I mean, you tell people these things and they look at you like you have 10 heads, but it does help. I think from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to bed at night, your body is your temple and you are the one who is supposed to be taking care of it. Someone else cannot do it. They can tell you what to do and it's up to you to take the information, process it, and do what is right for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's what we do as nurses. Patient education is key. And I actually love it.
That's the best part, right?
It's the best
part. It's the non-compliance that's the worst part. But I think the best part is what you do.
Yeah, and sure. I think, Terry, you hit it right on the head with the young people who are in sports having physicals. So how do we, you know, they had a Black Expo here in Brevard a few months ago, and there were a lot of vendors, and a lot of the people were a little bit disappointed because a lot of the area moms and dads and citizens didn't show up. What are we doing to get these moms with these high school kids to attend the seminar? Obviously, the whole family can't come, but someone needs to come from that family and take the good news back to the house. How can we get those teens there?
Yeah, talking to coaches.
I would say go to the school system. You need to talk to that. You need to, the parents or the organizers of these events, they need to talk to, as Alberto was saying, coaches, instructors, teachers, who are actually teaching these young people because they don't know about it. So your marketing material needs to go to those individuals.
Or, you know, you bring them to like a church or a temple or a mosque, have somebody there who actually went through this five vessel bypass and say to them, look, this is what happened to me. This is my experience. And this is what I used to do. And I'm telling you not to do this.
Well, one of the things I used to do when I worked at Eastern Florida State College, I would actually go to the high schools and I would set up dates with the high schools and we'd have the students when they were on the campuses and we would talk to the students and the coaches at that time because actually trying to get them to come to you, it's a new initiative. They don't understand it. They're not really going to support anything else that they have to put on their plate because they don't understand that you're trying to help them. But that was very positive and very got great results. There's 16 public high schools in this county, and it's a big job, but sometimes you got to go to them.
Sure. You know? And Alberto, we talked a little bit about corporations being held responsible, right? A lot of them would show up with two boxes of donuts to a breakfast, you know? And if you notice, when you go to these events in the morning, and I've been to so many events where there's a breakfast, there's coffee, there's orange juice, there's donuts, there's croissants, there's muffins, and there's some eggs that are really not eggs. And then there's some bread, and then there's some nice, sweet, sugary stuff. The fruit, they bring the fruit, but that is the thing that remains all the time. The fruit remains, but all the sugary stuff is gone. Is it because we are so programmed in this country that the sweet stuff works?
I think the way that you're cultivated is going to give you a certain mindset. And I think when people start to have issues is when they say, okay, I need to do something different. So I think we all have the capacity to change, to do better for ourselves. And I'm happy that you mentioned the corporations. And it's not so much to put them on the spot as much as it is to say, we want to avoid a crisis, and all of us have to come together in a unified fashion to deal with the issue of health insurance. I mean, health access, health prevention, education, health literacy. And so, I really want to say thank you to Health First for leading this, being one of the leads on this. Boston Scientific, Abbott, Johnson & Johnson, Medgar, the Association of Black Cardiologists. You know, we've all come together and bringing our elected officials and others to sit at this table and let's get involved because right. I think we're still used to being reactive.
Right.
We need
and
to
also
be proactive.
On the salt, you know, you have patients that walk into the hospital with their salt. You're there because your blood pressure is high. You're there because you have cardiacs. You know what I'm saying?
I have a story.
And they've got their salt in their bags. And you're trying to tell them, hey, listen, something's going to take you in the end, right? But today you just had surgery and you're on a no added salt diet. Well, they're sprinkling the salt in front of you while you talk. How do you educate those people that you're not really helping yourself?
I want to tell you a story. So I had a patient. I work cardiovascular. So I had a patient who already had, I think he had a pacemaker put in. And, of course, we go over the cardiac diet for him. His family comes in there with a bag of Burger King. And he has the Whopper and the fries. And she got the shake. And then when I spoke to her with love, not judgmental, not condescending to her, but just to say, you know, how that's going to affect him. And, you know, he just had a procedure to help him. And so this will affect him. And you know what she said? You know what? I really didn't think about that. And guess what she did? Take all that stuff, put it in the bag, and took it away.
Yes.
To make sure that he didn't have it. So we don't, when we teach people, we don't judge them. We go with a non-judging attitude, and we say, okay, this is the issue. And it's their lives, so they can make the decision. But once you have the education, then it's up to you to decide.
Yeah,
so,
you know,
once you know better, you do better, right?
When you know better, you do better.
Well,
so we do not judge.
But, you know, some people are so chronic in their behavior. Mm-hmm. We have people at our facility over the years. You know, I'm a long-term care nurse as well. Mm-hmm. And you would give them a breathing treatment, and then right after the treatment, they want a cigarette.
Yeah.
And you try to say to them, you know, you are on Advair, you are on breathing treatment, you're on Flonase, you're on Spiriva, you take a Mucinex. Dude, you listen. But now, but how much?
But is my stress level still high? Like, have we done everything? Like, can you give me? Because instead of saying, well, my way of working and the way I've worked for decades, because I started at 17 doing programs with teenagers. And so I know we don't want to be judgmental. We just really want to say, okay. So if my stress level is still high, even though you say don't do this, I'm going to do it because you haven't gotten to the root cause.
Yes.
So once you get to the root cause, you say, okay, I'm understanding that you're still doing it. So what is it that you think is causing you to do this? Well, my family is having an issue. I'm stressed. So now let's look at some stress management things that you can do. And the longer you keep the cigarette out of your hand, after 30 days, guess what? You can break any habit.
That's right.
So let's go for the 30 days. So let's set up a strategy, a real doable, not something that's, you know, because to say just don't smoke anymore, I mean, that's not going to happen. I mean, we have to know that these are addictions, so it's just not going to happen.
It's
so
like mind over matter sometimes.
Yeah, you have
really
to come
have
up
to
with
make
a strategy.
Up your mind, right?
Well, yeah. And they say that the addiction of cigarettes is comparable to heroin now because of the addictive things that they put in the cigarettes, which they didn't have maybe 40 or 50 years ago. Like,
wow.
They keep adding things.
I
would say the same thing about the food. Yeah. GMO and some of the other things are very addictive. So when people say, I can't give up the sugar, they can't give up the bread, it really is mind over matter sometimes. It really is the point of realizing that sugar is an addiction at that point, and you not being able to live without it, or it changes your mood when you don't have it.
So then
you need,
what can I do?
A full body, right? So that means your mind. You need coaching. You need, you know, reassurance. You need faith. You need, you know, again, that education that you're
providing.
I think
right now what I need is for Danny to take a quick little station break and thank our sponsors, because we're going to give Alberta more time on behalf of our show. Because this topic is near and dear to us. It's all about education and how we can improve the lives and the health of our citizens right here in Brevard, while understanding that everyone needs to have health insurance, bring the health care costs down, have empathy and compassion, and understand we're all in this together on this vacation called Earth.
That's right.
We'll be right back with Viewpoint and See the Friends right after these messages.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super saving sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9, furniture.com. Again, 321 321- 859-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000 or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We are on AM. We're heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7. And we are heard, believe it or not, on the World Wide Web, every single country, every continent on God's magnificent planet, even
that's
Alaska.
Right. That's right. That's right. www.1510wwbc.com. You can hit that listen live button, get us on any one of your streaming devices. And then, of course, we archive all the shows there so they are available for download. And then also sharing, of course, because we allow everyone to share this great information that we share each and every week. And I'm really super, not that I'm not excited every single week, Sita, but this is, you know that Dr. Begee and I talk about this all the time whenever we get together about this, you know, clean eating and his farm and
healthy,
the things that he does.
Eating.
Well, and it's, you know, and again, it's healthy from head to toe. It's not, it's really, the food is part of it for sure. And the growing the food is part of it for sure. But the other part of his peace, like when you're in his company, you can just see like that his peacefulness and his connection with nature and his connection with God or whatever
we
call
everybody.
Well, as his
wife, it could be kind of boring at times too.
I'm sure.
Just letting you know. I need my girlfriends to take me to these galas and stuff and be my plus one.
That's right.
Because after a while, a girl like me, all that is a little too much. It's a little too much nature in front
of me. It's awesome.
Yeah, for you.
It is for me.
And
absolutely.
I like to come hear you sing too. So dear listeners, you know, our guest today is my good friend, Alberta Klinkscale, and she has an MBA. She's an RN, and she's the Chief Executive Officer of a Community Revitalization Alliance, Inc. And she also is taking on this project to help with the Brevard County Spirit of the Heart for 2025, which is a two-day community event. And I'm not sure if people are aware of this, but there's so many different types of heart disease. Coronary heart disease, where your vessels are blocked. Heart failure, where the weakened heart muscles are. Arrhythmias, which are abnormal heart rhythms. Heart valve problem. And Alberta is going to talk to us a little bit about how people can show up at the event and get free screening, and what the roundtable folks are going to be talking about. So tell us how someone can come and what the event is all about and who we are expecting to show up.
We talked about the November 7th Leaders Roundtable Dinner, But I did want to say that that dinner is complimentary. So it's already been sponsored. I hate to say free because somebody had to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
So we thank again our sponsors, Health First, Boston Scientific, Abbott, Johnson & Johnson, the Association of Black Cardiologists, the Community Revitalization Alliance. Thank you, Medca, for your support of this event. So the question is, what would people get out of it?
Right.
What
you're asking. Right. Well, and you know, like you want people to come because the events, the 2 days are two separate things. On Friday evening, you have the healthcare executives, the corporate leaders, the grassroots change makers, the faith and community leaders. They're all coming on the Friday, and the dinner is on the Saturday, right?
No, the Friday dinner is Friday night, 6:30 to 9:30.
Do we know what they're serving?
Yes.
Because
for someone we know, yeah. Maybe.
It's a catered dinner. We have a local caterer. She's a professional chef. Mrs. Chef Ricky is what we call her, Ricky Jackson. What is for that day? I think we have asparagus. We have salmon. She is doing some kind of chicken, so it's a fish and chicken. And it's some kind of pilaf rice. We had a sit-down tasting, and the doctors, of course, picked out what they liked.
So that's on the 7th,
that's
folks.
And it's complimentary.
So for anyone who is listening, there's a way to sign up. She's going to give you the website again to go. It's a dinner that's catered. It's friendly to the heart because it's been picked out by the doctors. You don't have to pay for it because someone else already paid for it. And you could bring your spouse, make a date out of it.
You can.
Say, you know, I love you. I want you to live healthy and have a long life. And let's go listen to some things about your heart.
And seating is limited. So if you expect to come, please go to the website. And that's the only thing you have to register for is on the 7th. And on the 8th, that is the screen, education and screening. So we will have OBGYN doctor. They are talking about maternal health and cardiovascular care, especially when you are pregnant. Some people have real issues with that. Also, we'll have the dietitians speaking about diabetes, showing you how to change your ingredients so that you are not taking all the sugar that you talked about.
I know. I heard someone say that they use applesauce in place of sugar for mm-hmm. some of their recipes.
And so it's going to be a learning.
Yeah.
And that's why people come, because say if that's not mentioned by the chef, somebody in the room can say, okay, well, this is what I do.
You get your tricks of the trade. Right. And so
it's a learning. It's not always just trying to tell people what to do. It's to make it engaging and interactive as well.
Well, I think Danny here is thinking about bringing his wife on a date and showing up there for that meal. Yeah, it's a Friday night, Danny. You
can
take her there and you just go on the website and sign up, you know.
And that website,
great to have
again.
Representation. I might show up because I'm busy the 8th and the 9th, but I happen to be free that evening. I'll have to sign up. But I got to get a friend to come because the husband is going to stay home and take care of yard and flowers and that kind of stuff. But anyways.
So make sure you go to
www. But he will give you good info to take with you.
He sure would. He is your friend, Ellen.
I know.
And so, you know, let's talk a little bit about lifestyle changes, medications, mm-hmm. and medical procedures like stent placement and bypass surgery. Oftentimes we could bypass all of that if we have the education. Because, you know, you go on TikTok and you see all these recipes. And then you go through the ingredients and everything calls for cream and butter and sugar. And you're like, never mind, you know.
Stuff.
But then I look at all the lifestyle changes and I think about my dad. When we were children, we had a lot of kids, as you know, 18 of us at any given time, 10 or 12 in the house or 13, who knows. But he had a way, because we didn't have a lot of money. He would go to the markets when the vendors are fed up and ready to leave. And so he would come back with a bag of potatoes and okras and dashin bush, you know, spinach and all these nice things, eggplants and stuff. And he'll say, oh, I got it cheap because everybody's leaving. And then my mother would start prepping all these things for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. At any given time, you knew what she was cooking. Dal and rice and eggplant, dal and rice and spinach, dal and rice and pumpkin, dal and rice and mango. But it was, in their own way, they had a menu selection going, right? So you're saying that in order to facilitate the lifestyle changes and all that, prep the meals as well.
That is absolutely correct, especially today. It's not like back in the day when you had a parent that could stay home. in order for people to survive today, both parents are working. Women who want to stay home can't really stay home. And so what I used to do, I like crock pot. So I can use a crock pot. I can do a whole healthy meal, put it in. When I get home from work, it's done. So it'll cook the whole day. So that's what I try to tell the young women, is that, no, I'm too busy. No, yeah, I understand that. But you can still give your children a healthy meal, your husband a healthy meal. And so I like the crock pot method. And that's just a part of prepping. I am talking to you, but I'm also talking to me. Because I buy a lot of vegetables and stuff, and a lot of it goes to waste because I'm so busy.
I get in trouble. My husband's like, who bought that? Well, there's only two people living here. Do the math. Somebody bought it. But
and
you know,
you got to prep it. If you saying, prep it, it lasts longer, though.
But I want to add one piece to this, because this is my education. My family, my sisters and brothers taught me how to cook, but they didn't teach me how to freeze and keep. So, like, I learned a lot about bottling and canning, and so I can make a meal on Sunday. Now, that's what we do at our house, is that we make a meal on Sunday or a couple of meals on Sunday, and Brant knows how to freeze everything and knows how to make it so easy so that I can pull it out, dump it in a sauce pot, and I can have food ready, like a fully prepared meal in less than 10
minutes. Yeah, you're pretty good about
not
eating out, but I
don't
do.
Ever eat out anymore.
So,
ever.
Alberta, you know, when President Trump says, make America great again, this is what I think about. I think about this. And back in the day, people used to walk to the market. People used to go with their spouse and children and walk places. We fight and advocate for parks. We advocate for safe playgrounds. We want to see more families utilizing these places. Of course, we have the heat, but we also have some places that have a shed or whatever we have, right? But how do we get more people to understand that part of your heart disease, hypertension, kidney failure, all of that, if you exercise regularly, and it doesn't have to be membership at a gym, you could just walk right in your own neighborhood.
Yes.
How do we get more families to get off the couch, put the phone down, get off social media? Because you have to live by example, right? If mommy and daddy are reading, kids will read. If mommy and daddy are walking, kids will walk. So how do we get more people to exercise?
Well, when you asked that question, what came to my mind is a campaign. That's why I believe in collaboration. We have newspapers. We have social media folks who are influencers. Some kind of campaign around it.
Mm-hmm.
Would be good. I know our organization, Community Revitalization Alliance, that's something we want to do. We are positioning for the Evans Center again. And one of the things we were talking about is the canning, showing people how to preserve food. But in terms of the activity thing, I mean, people think that exercise have to be hard and all of that. My husband and I just recently started doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And we can do chair exercises. So if you're an elder, you don't even have to stand up. You can do in a chair and get a full body workout. And you can find these free. You don't have to pay a gym membership. You can go right onto YouTube and you can say, okay, I'm going to do. And it's lightweight. And what makes me keep doing it is because, first of all, I can do it at home. And I can ride my bike on days that I want.
Housework. You can
housework.
Do housework. Yeah, and, yeah. You know. I mean,
so
it's
body weight
easy,
exercise.
Make it easy.
Body
so
weight
can
exercises
continue.
Is all the Marines for boot camp. It's push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks. Mm-hmm. And if you can do those things every day, and I remember my nephew said that's how they started out every day during his boot camp. Was,
right, and you have to show your heart some love, right?
Yes.
The bottom line is exercise has been proven to reduce heart disease, regular exercises. And we're just advocating here that, you know, like the bottom line for today's show is that it's important to stay informed about heart disease and take steps to prevent it and manage it effectively. And if you are concerned about a symptom that you're having, shortness of breath, maybe pain in the back, wherever, the chest, and you think you have risk factors, to consult a healthcare professional. And it is your lucky day because we're having this event for here in Brevard County, the Spirit of the Heart 2025, where you can speak to someone for free. And Alberta is going to give you the address and tell you how to sign up again, because we have a lot of doctors who are going to be leaving their families and coming out to speak, and a lot of healthcare professionals. So tell them where they can come and what to expect.
Yes. So the November 8th is the health education and screenings event day. That is going to be November the 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Space Coast Health Foundation, which is in Rockledge, 1100 North Rockledge Boulevard. And what you can expect that day is, like I said, you can expect education, health literacy, because some people say, okay, well, I can't breathe, but, you know, I've been diagnosed with heart disease, so, you know, maybe there's something else I can do. How important is exercise? We can talk about that. So it is going to be healthcare professionals there talking about many healthcare topics, signs and symptoms of a stroke, signs and symptoms of a heart attack. And then you get to ask questions. What I love about it is interactive. So
Allie,
and see.
You know, maybe they'll have somebody from Japan there who will tell you how they live to be over 100.
Over 100, yeah.
And it's exercise, walking everywhere. Friendships. Yep. I think people who don't have friends, trusted friends, right? We talk a lot about faith, family, friends, food, a little finances. It all helps. But Allie, you know what? I think we should have some people there from Japan who live to be over 100 to tell us their secret.
Yes.
Please invite somebody if you know.
I know, we
Let's
should.
Let's put this out on social media.
Yeah. Well, I'm texting like crazy right now to the doctors and the people that I know that are extremely right on board with all of this. But keep in mind, inflammation is the number one cause. You know, we talk about root causes. Inflammation, of what I've been studying, is like the root cause of all
and
of these
mind.
Diseases.
And your mind. You know, you have some people that wake up every day and they're so negative about everything. Right. Dude, you woke up today. You opened your eyes. You have a hearing. You can walk. You can smell. You can see. It's a good day. Whatever happened yesterday, so be it. Today is today. It's a present. Tomorrow is a gift. But the
Take a moment of gratitude every morning.
You walk around with, oh, I'm so sick. I don't feel good. But you know what? You bring more karma, more juju on yourself, right?
Yes.
How do we get more people to? Yeah, we have a lot of domestic issues going on in the United States. We've just had the No King's Day. We see people are worried about healthcare. They're worried about where the next meal is coming from. You know, we have people who are so worried about their mortgages and rent and all that. And yes, we pray for them. We hope that our elected officials will do the right thing and have empathy and sympathy and compassion for the people they're supposed to lead and do the right thing, right? But how, at the same time, we want those people to wake up and still be grateful.
Yeah.
How do we do all of that? And, you know,
I mean, for me personally, it's a challenge, because no matter what's going on, I believe there's a force higher than us that gives us purpose in life. And so I'm grateful for vision. I'm grateful for the things that I think I can contribute to the world. So sometimes looking at the things that give you joy and making that the priority first. And then the other things, I mean, we're going to have to deal with, because they're real and they do impact us. Not being afraid to tell people your story. Maybe there's something that they can help you. We get embarrassed because we don't want people to know that we're suffering this, that, and the other. So we may not talk to each other, but we have to become more like our Creator.
Yeah. And
you know, we have to be loving to people. We have to be
loving
to help
and accountability
people.
And making sure that this whole two-day event
is about preventative care.
Yes.
You come in, you get checked, they check your blood sugars right away, instantaneously, you get your results. They will tell you, hey, you're prone for this or you're prone for that.
Cardiac markers, kidney markers, we're going to be checking.
Because it ain't pretty having a shunt for dialysis, people. It's not pretty. That thing hurts.
Yeah.
And it could be prevented just by diet, exercise, mind control, you know, yoga. There's so much stuff now that can help you with your health. Like I said this morning, I'm not going to eat any lunch because I'm going to have some of that parsley for Diwali.
Right.
But
it's
look at my
decisions.
Energy. That sugar. Yes, exactly. I swear that sugar does give you a lot of energy. It really does.
Well, we are going
to
share.
So one more time, the website, and then we'll go off air for today.
Yes, the website to get more information is going to be www.crea321.org.
And we will make sure we share all of this information, as I've been texting like crazy, getting the information out to our friends as well. Thanks again, Sita, for another fantastic educational show here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And Alberta, thank you so much for coming and sharing this great information.
Well, thank
if you have any questions, please contact us here at Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll make sure we share all the information about November 7th and 8th. And we will see you next week right here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 1510 WWBC.